This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. The station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to the show from my flagship station, KBET in Las Vegas. A little station identification, by the way. Anytime you want to reach me, it's WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. I get thousands of emails from you every week, and I really appreciate it. Many of my best ideas come from you. Love to hear from you. You inspire me. WayneRoot@gmail.com. RootForAmerica.com is my website. A new section is going up by the end of this week. All my videos will be there. I make one or two videos every single week about the hottest news stories, and they've either been in an odd section of the site you had to really work hard to find, or they've been attached to the commentaries, but now they'll be in their own video section, which is really cool, and the site has all my videos, all my commentaries, all my columns. RootForAmerica.com. You can find my opinions all day at Parler, at Real Wayne Root, at Parler, at Real Wayne Root. You can listen to the show live at USAradio.com. Anytime there's a problem with whatever station in the country you listen to the show, certainly all you have to do is go to USAradio.com and boom, the stream is always on, and it's always perfect. iHeartRadio, 24/7 on demand, every show in my library, you know, from yesterday on back for years. All the shows are available on demand 24/7, iHeartRadio. My new podcast, War Raw, anywhere podcasts are available, the War Raw podcast by Wayne Allen Root. And finally, the phone number to call in on the show, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. We'll take calls this hour, 833-WAR-TALK. This guy Biden is going to get us all killed. It's really amazing. First of all, he's going to get us killed because he's letting everybody in on the border. And a lot of them are military-age males. And he's going to get us killed. Some of them will be terrorists. Some of them will be MS-13 and other gangbangers. Some will be drug dealers. They'll kill us with opioid addiction. Some of them are rapists. Some of them are drunk drivers. They'll kill somebody, someone you love, running a red light drunk. I mean, it's just incredible how many ways this guy could kill us. But when he treats Vladimir Putin this way, he's going to start World War III. Russia has recalled their ambassador. I don't remember the last time that happened. Their ambassador to the United States has been recalled. Because Joe Biden threatens Vladimir Putin and calls him a killer with no soul. Does he want to start a war with Russia? Does he know we're headed for an economic Armageddon? And the best way to solve that is war? Is that what he thinks? Is he just brain dead? And he just said something he shouldn't have said? This is all about a bogus intelligence report asserting Russia interfered in the 2020 election. Just another stupid thing that's a lie, fake news, just like 2016. There was no Russian interference in 16 other than the normal amount every major country does with every other major country. The United States, under Obama, was rooting for Justin Trudeau in Canada and interfere with that election and trying to throw out Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel and interfere in that election and rooting for Macron in France and interfere in that election. And also Obama tried to pass, after he was president, when Trump was already in, he tried to help with the leaders of England, United Kingdom. He was involved in that election. Before that, while he was still president, he was involved in Brexit. He was trying to stop Brexit. Trump was for Brexit. I was for Brexit. Obama was against Brexit. I'm for Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. Obama put boots on the ground, his own campaign team, to try and defeat Benjamin Netanyahu. You ever notice everything in life I'm for, Trump's, Obama's against? Everything in life I'm against, Obama's for? We're exact opposites in everything in life. But we're like twins, you know? He was born on August 3rd, 1961. I was... He wound up going to Columbia University. I wound up going to Columbia University. You wound up going to Columbia as a... political science major. I went to Columbia as a political science major. He was pre-law. I was pre-law. We both went into politics. Very similar lives, except I'm the opposite of him in every way. And the things I believe in are the opposite of him. I'm a businessman. He's a lawyer. I put up my hand like, with a vampire. The Christian. I make the symbol of the Christian cross when I see lawyers coming my way. I hate lawyers. I'm a businessman. I hate lawyers. He's a lawyer. Everything Obama believes in is the opposite of what I believe in. But this guy Biden is going to kill this country. He's going to kill us with the border being open. He's going to kill us with gas prices skyrocketing because of his obsession with killing the energy industry, the fracking industry, the oil industry, the coal industry, the nuclear industry. He doesn't like any of them. He wants us all, just like Fidel Castro, he wants us to ride donkey carts. Can you imagine the United States, everyone with a 1958 Oldsmobile and donkey carts? That's where we're going to be soon. You watch. You know, we got a lot of hunters in this country. They're going to be running wild through zoos hunting zebras because you got to eat something, right? We're going to have no food. This is what Biden's trying to do to us. His policies will lead to Venezuela, where they kill zoo animals to eat meat. I'm telling you, this is where it leads. And he's going to get us killed when it comes to Russia. He's going to get us in World War III and China. We're going to lose World War III because Biden will never fight China because he's owned by China. So he's just going to let China win, and there won't be a war, I guess. Or maybe there will. Maybe there will. Maybe he'll make sure we get in one so we lose. And the United States will be run by China. You know, since the day we were formed, we've been the most mighty nation in the world. Really. Almost since the first day, we've been the greatest symbol of hope and freedom and the American dream and the most powerful nation and the best army, military. And it's all going to change now. Biden's going to wreck everything. What would the world be like without the United States leading? What would it be like with all this criticism by liberals and this hatred by liberals of America and American values and Judeo-Christian values and capitalism and white men, white straight men, with all this hatred? What would, you know, and all the things we've done wrong. And by the way, Americans have done lots of things wrong, and white men have done lots of things wrong. I get it. Slavery was horrible. Horrible. And what we did to the Japanese and the internment camps, World War II, horrible. And we haven't always treated women well. We haven't always treated immigrants well. I get it. Lots of bad things happened in America's history. No one wants to whitewash them. But overall, we're the greatest nation in the history of the world by a mile. By a mile. So why don't we just play devil's advocate? Can you imagine what America would be? What the world would be without America? Do you remember what the world was like before America when everyone was ruled by kings and queens in Europe, in England, in France? Do you remember what the world was like? What would the world be like if there was no America to counter Adolf Hitler and the crazy Japanese in Pearl Harbor? What if you let them take over the world? What if you let communists take over the world? Stalin and all the Russian evil dictators. What if East Germany was ruling the world? No matter how bad you think America is, it's better by a mile than the world would be without America leading. Can you imagine? How about if, you know, I just put down a lot of white people, right? People running Russia and Germany and East Germany. They're white. How about, you know, so there's nothing racist in what I'm saying. How about if all the leaders of Africa ran the world and ran America? I mean, are you joking? Does anyone in America want the quality of life of all the nations in Africa? How about China? You want China to rule the world? What would America be like? What would your life be like if China ruled the world? Remember, China is putting Muslims in concentration camps. China disappears people who disagree with the leaders of China. They're disappeared in the middle of the night, never seen again by their family, murdered by the state, tortured by the state. What if you put communists like Venezuela in charge of the world? Nicolas Maduro, Hugo Chavez, what if they were running the world? How about the Castro brothers? What if they were running the world instead of America? Remember, they torture their political opponents, they arrest them, they torture them, then they murder them with a firing squad. Or they cut body parts off. They torture you for days. They steal your assets. You know, all this stuff does not happen in America. As bad as it is, as crazy as I think liberals are with Trump derangement syndrome, as hateful as they are towards white Americans and American people who believe in American exceptionalism, patriots, as hateful as they are towards us, so far at least, there's no torture, there's no arrest in the middle of the night, there's no firing squads, there's no stealing all of your property. For the most part, we're still pretty damn good on the world scale. But can you imagine if all the despots of the world were free to rule the world without United States fighting back? What would the world be like? How could anyone criticize America? I mean, you're talking about a nation that I just think arguably the two worst things we've ever done, arguably, would be number one, slavery, and number two, what we did to the American Indians, right? Even though, you know, I'm always on the side of America and American exceptionalism, I can admit that what we did to the Indians was horrible, even though I'm always there to tell you, to the victor go the spoils. It's the way it is in world history in every country in the world. To the victor go the spoils. We came in, and we were stronger, we had a better military, and we outnumbered them, and we took it away from the Indians. That's why all these people freak out about the Palestinians, you know, and I'm a Jew, and I support Israel, and they say, oh, Israel didn't belong to the Jews, it belonged to the Palestinians. First of all, that's not true. But second of all, guess what? He with the gold rules. So the Jews came in. They fought a variety, a multitude of wars. Remember the Six-Day War? There were a bunch of them. And guess what? We kicked all the Arabs' asses. Now it's ours. Just like America came in and kicked the Indians' asses. And now it's ours. Just like everywhere in the world. Whoever wins the war takes over the country. So America did some terrible things to Indians, but in the history of the world, everybody says terrible things to the people they conquer. Be right back. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil, and our immune systems are facing the most stress perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. My personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus Liquid Vitamin D Complex, Premium Probiotic Formula, and Natural Immune Support. This bundle of products, handpicked by me for you, is 50% off. These products are making a dramatic difference in my health. My energy is up. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. And, of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Use promo code WAR to get 50% off the Root Freedom Bundle. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit FreedomHealthAlliance.com. 50% off, FreedomHealthAlliance.com. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Yes, sir. You hear that? That is the sound.
No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck.
That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its
way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck
is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for.
I know.
That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio.
I have the solution.
It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there. TrackGrabber.com.
Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you.
Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER.
Go there.
there, get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to trackgrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's trackgrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, show sponsored, Wayne Allen Root, show sponsored by the War Raw podcast. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Started out one day a week, now it's 7 days a week. Started out just a weekend edition, now it's 7 days a week. Each podcast, I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives and libertarians and patriots, taxpayers and Trumpers and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, goals, and God, guns, gold, and tax cuts. Easy for me to say. Let's see you say that fast. God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. It started out with just this weekend edition with the top 10 stories of each week, which is still my favorite podcast of every single week. I love doing it, and I think all of you love hearing it. Top 10 stories out there. But then it expanded to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday podcasts. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts War Raw. And by the way, let me say this out loud, Chris, because I'll forget about it by the time we get to the ad break. Let me just say, for this week's podcast, my guess is you probably already sent it off, but I like the start of hour number two more than the start of hour number one. So I'd like you, if you can, if there's still time, if there's a way to do it, the start of hour, segment one of hour two, the 4 o'clock hour West Coast time, 7 o'clock East, was my favorite open where I went over all the UK Daily Mail stories.
I have good
that
news.
Should be my podcast. Is that what you chose?
I haven't sent it off yet, but
there
I'll
we
do that now.
Yes, that's what I want you to do. Thank you, Chris. See? And now you deserve a happy St. Patrick's.
You son of a man.
All right. So, oh, just news for everybody. Not this is important as far as political news or news of the day, as far as controversy. No, just the IRS has postponed the April 15th U.S. tax deadline to May 17th. So it's a month and 2 days late. this year because our country's a freaking mess. Our country is an absolute mess, a disastrous mess. Nobody can even file their taxes on time. It's such a mess. You ever see such a freaking mess in your life? Portland cut police funding and got a 2,000% surge in murders. What a surprise! No cops. Evil people will kill people. What a surprise! 2,000% surge in murders. I wonder what the surge was, though, in robberies, in drug offenses, in drunk driving, in carjackings, in home invasions, in rapes. Everything's a 1,000+% surge without cops. And, of course, I mentioned in the first 2 hours that this shooting in Atlanta, right away, everybody jumped to the conclusion, every Democrat politician, it's about hate crimes against Asians, because six Asian girls were shot and killed in, I think it was three or four spas in Atlanta. You know what these spas really, massage parlors are. It was three massage parlors, six Asian girls killed, and one white woman killed, and one white man killed. And these were all happy ending massage parlors, right? As soon as I heard that, as soon as I heard the word massage parlor, I immediately thought, this has nothing to do with Asians. It has to do with a guy with a sex addiction. You know, he's a twisted guy, and he killed these people for some reason. Because, I don't know, he likes them so much. He wants to have sex with them so much. He spent all his money there. He lost his life savings there. And sure enough, what did he announce today? He announced it has nothing to do with them being Asian. It's a sex addiction. And he killed them so he could stop his urge. These people are really smart people, aren't they? You know, I guess what you're going to have to do is kill every porn actress. I guess you're going to have to kill every stripper. I guess you're going to have to go from city to city and kill everyone in every massage parlor in America to stop your urge, you moron. There's a lot of sexy women out there urging you. You're not going to end your urge because of three massage parlors, you idiot. And murdering people doesn't solve your urge. Wouldn't you have maybe... Now, think about this for a minute. Wouldn't you have been maybe going to a rehab clinic rather than killing eight people? Think about that for a minute. Think about that for the rest of your life in prison until you rot and die. A lot of really mixed up people in the world today, right? But the big issue on my show today, I think, is DeSantis and Florida. What DeSantis, Governor Ron DeSantis, what he did in Florida, what he pulled off, the guts, the balls, the bravado that it took to look everybody in the face and say, I'm not going to mask, we're not requiring masks, we're not going to lock down, we're not going to close restaurants, we're not going to close indoor dining. You can do what you want in Florida. Florida's open for business. And if everybody had died, you know, if the numbers were huge, like New York was, as an example, well, then he would have been up for the death penalty, according to liberals. Oh, my God. Listen, they're making excuses for Cuomo. They would have fried him and given him the death penalty. You win my award, Ron DeSantis. You have balls, man. I'd love him to be the next president.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
War now.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Education is aiming to bring students back to school across the United States by this spring. Speaking at the White House, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona says the recently passed coronavirus relief bill will provide another $122 billion in funding to help schools with reopenings.
My goal, my priority right now is to safely reopen as many schools as possible, as quickly as possible.
Many schools also still sitting on money from the previous bills passed by Congress. 41 Republican senators signed a letter asking the U.S. Government Accountability Office to evaluate whether President Joe Biden's suspension of funding and construction of the southern border wall was justified under federal law. On his first day in office, Biden signed an executive order halting construction on the wall. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-12.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
My Columbia alma mater has been in the news again, and it's just so embarrassing what a joke Columbia University is. It really is embarrassing. They have graduation ceremonies for, you know, multiple people, multiple races of people. Can't you just graduate from college? Do you really need to graduate in a black graduation ceremony versus a white one versus just everybody? It's just so bizarre. They have a story about in the media, Columbia University, New York City will host virtual graduation ceremonies. Virtual, by the way. You do realize, what is this, March? You don't graduate till June or late May at the earliest. By then, COVID's going to be gone. Couldn't you put people in masks outdoors? Why does it have to be virtual? And by the way, that's something that bothers me. When I watch the news at night, have you watched the news lately? And you see the anchor people outdoors wearing masks? They're not anchor people, I'm sorry, they're reporters. The anchor people don't wear masks. They're indoors, and they don't wear masks while delivering the news. That'd be ridiculous. So why would a reporter wear a mask outdoors? Virtue signaling. Right? It's just so absurd. They're just trying to make you and me feel bad. Masks outdoors? No one needs masks outdoors. So if you really want to have an outdoor graduation ceremony and make people wear masks, which is ridiculous, but do it. But why would you need a virtual graduation ceremony? So in addition to their main commencement for students, in order to provide a more intimate setting for students who self-identify in a variety of ways, the Ivy League school, this is my alma mater, but these programs are a way to complement the main ceremonies. So they're going to have a Native graduation celebration. Are there that many Apaches at Columbia? Really? Are there that many Indian tribes at Columbia University? The only tribe I ever knew when I went there was the Jewish tribe. Where the hell are the Indian tribes? I have no idea. And then they're having a lavender graduation ceremony for LGBTQ and 20 other kinds of, fluid neutral. Yeah. And then an Asian graduation ceremony. Okay, so you're not American anymore. You're just Asian or black or Native graduation. First generation and low income student graduation celebration. Have you ever heard of someone say, I'm going to my graduation ceremony? Really? What is it? For blacks? No. For low income graduation ceremony. I'm poor and I'm proud of it. And I never want to have money. I don't want money. Is that why you went to Columbia University? Because you don't want money? I don't even know what to say anymore. How could you have a low-income graduation celebration? And then they're having a Latina, they call it Latinx. So what does that mean? X takes care of women and men instead of Latina or Latino. Now it's Latinx graduation ceremony and, of course, a black graduation ceremony. Of course, what would we be without a black graduation ceremony? I mean, this is the most racist thing I've ever seen in my life. And the university, thank God, faced swift backlash for promoting segregated graduation programming. Isn't this segregation? That's what this is. Congratulations are in order for liberals and Columbia University for successfully bringing segregation back by packaging it as diversity inclusion, wrote Candace Owens. Just one question. Which ceremony do biracial children attend? And then Tom Cotton, the senator, shows a picture of Columbia and says the end point of critical race theory is segregation. It's just an absolute joke. Absolute joke. And then Columbia says, reports today and previous tweets misrepresent our multicultural graduation celebrations, which exist in addition to, not instead of, university-wide commencement and individual school class days. These events are important, intimate, and welcoming spaces for students aligned with these groups to come together to celebrate their achievements if they wish. They are organized in tandem with students and student groups. So how come there's no conservative students graduation ceremony? How about a Christian conservative graduation ceremony? How about a white graduation ceremony? Why not? And, oh, by the way, here's the big one. Because when I went to Columbia, it was probably, I don't know, it was probably 30% Asian, but it was probably 40 to 50% Jewish. Why is there a Jewish celebration? If you're going to divide America, is America only divisible by everyone goes to one, but then there's one for blacks, there's one for Asians, there's one for gays, there's one for poor people, but not for Jews and not for Christians and not for, how about white straight males? Why shouldn't there be a white straight male graduation? How about a conservative graduation? How about Jewish white people, straight males who play football? That was me. That'd be one. I'd be the only one at that graduation ceremony. Wayne Root. Jews who play football, I'd be the only one. So freaking ridiculous. I don't know what to say anymore, except that, you know, my parents got to be rolling over their graves. Because my mom and dad taught me from the day I was born, you have to go to Columbia University. You're going to be smartest kid in your class. You're going to graduate valedictorian. You're going to work hard, study like a maniac, and get into Columbia, get accepted by Columbia, and then graduate from an Ivy League college and get an Ivy League degree, because your mom and dad only have high school degrees. You're going to have an Ivy League degree, and it's got to be Columbia. And I heard that every day my entire life. And then when I got there, everybody was a communist. Surprised they don't have a communist ceremony. There's one they really should have. But that, you know what that is? That one's the university-wide commencement. That's the communist graduation ceremony, because they're all commies. Doesn't matter if you, that's the one that unites everyone. Doesn't matter if you're black or white or Asian. You're all a bunch of commies. That's the entire university-wide commencement open to everybody. They should call that, change the name to the Communist Commencement Celebration. Wait, they call it CCCC. Columbia College Communist Commencement Celebration. Five C's, actually. CCCCC. When I tell you every kid I went there with called, proudly called themselves a communist, and now nothing has changed. All these years later, these are the children, I guess, of the kids I went to college with, and they're all communists. And it's a bunch of, they've all been brainwashed, and they all believe this nonsense. How could you, who would think up the idea of a poor person, a low-income commencement ceremony? How absurd is that? I'm looking right at it. Low-income student graduation celebration. Who would want to be part of that? But where's the conservative white dude celebration? Where's the Jews who love Israel celebration? Where's the white dudes who are Christian celebration? If you're going to divide America, at least be fair about it. There are people in America besides black, Asian, LGBTQ, low-income students, right? There are people besides that. I guess not at Columbia, though, right? They probably don't think there is anyone who's a Christian conservative at Columbia. There's no need to have a celebration. But Wayne Root would have gone to the conservative celebration proudly. I would have been the one Jew at the conservative Christian celebration. And I told you, Jews who play football, that would be a celebration for just me, any college in America. Because there aren't many Jews who play football like I did. Anyway. Energized Health is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I mean, you got to laugh at this, right? Because if you don't laugh, you would just cry, right? You'd just cry. Commencement music. Wait, I just thought of something, Chris. Do you realize there's no Irish ceremony? Do you realize how prejudiced they are to
what the
Irish?
Hold on. Energized Health's going to hold on for a minute.
Yes.
All right, so we get to have the community college brochure graduation, but we can't have one Irishman?
Nope, not one. Just probably not one Irishman.
I bet you the dean of that school goes down the cereal aisle at Duane Reade and punches the Lucky Charms box just to spite me.
I guarantee you there's got to be an Irishman at Columbia University. They could have had an Irish celebration and there would be people attending.
Might as well say he's the bartender.
And there's no Italian-American celebration. There's no Jewish-American celebration. It's very offensive to me. There's no straight white male celebration. All of us are forgotten.
Bunch of Moses.
I think I may change my column this week from why isn't everyone in Florida dead to, you know, let's celebrate Columbia's graduation ceremony. I think that will be I could turn that into a very funny column. Oh, my gosh. It's just insanity unleashed. Now we're back to Energized Health. Got to take care of the sponsor of the show. Because, by the way, they signed the front of the check. Without them, all of you don't get to listen for free. So Energized Health is kind enough to sponsor the show, but very rarely can any host say this about a sponsor. They don't just sponsor the show. They don't just sponsor the show. They also changed the host's life. They really did. Because of their program, the Breakthrough Science of Intercellular Hydration, because of their program, I've lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've never been fat a day in my life, but I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat that you don't know you have. And Andrew Paul, my producer, lost 38 pounds of inner body fat, by the way. And I gained 7 pounds of hydration, and I gained about 10 pounds of muscle, which is pretty darn amazing. But don't take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. Go to their website, EnergizedHealth.com, and click on the red button to watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Because you just heard my testimonial. Wayne Root lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, gained 10 pounds of muscle, gained 7 pounds of hydration. And so you don't need to hesitate or procrastinate or go to the website and watch videos. Just cut to the chase and call them right now. You know you want to join. 40% off when you mention Wayne Allyn Root. You know you want to join with 40% off. 888-444-8895. 888 toll free. 444-8895. Toll free. You don't pay for the call. And then you get 40% off. And you change your life. Go to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895. Highest testimonial from Wayne Allyn Root. All right? We'll be back. Last segment of the show coming up next. I'm off to Columbia University. I want to celebrate with the white straight male Jew who plays football with my Italian-Irish friends. I'll be right back. That's my commencement. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Wayne Root. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen. This is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at EnergizedHealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off. 40%. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. 888-444-8895. Or EnergizedHealth.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I was also thinking we could have a graduation ceremony for students who don't give a flying F about their grades. That would include Barack Obama, by the way. I think if you have that man's graduation, that man's Columbia University files are sealed. Why? By the way, he hasn't been president for years. Why are his college records still sealed? We all know what kind of grades George W. Bush got, average grades, C's. We know what kind of, well, below average grades. We know what kind of grades John Kerry got, C's. We know what kind of grades Al Gore got, C's. Seems like most of America's presidents were mediocre students. And yet the people elected him without worrying about that. So how come, what is Obama hiding at Columbia that his record is sealed? Was he F's and D's? Was he not there? Did he get incompletes because he wasn't in class? I don't know what the guy's hiding, but I know he was never there. No one ever saw him. You know, he's hiding in the library. I don't know what he was doing. I've always said he's the Manchurian candidate because it's the weirdest story ever. All I could tell you is I have a big mouth. I had a big mouth. Everyone knows me. I have a big personality. Everyone at Columbia knew me, but no one knew Obama. Another story I want to write. I don't, you know, have enough time to write all these stories. I want to write the answer to America's disastrous problems. One thing, and one thing only, can save us. Voter ID. You know, I've said this for so many years, 20 years of screaming from the loudest and highest mountains. You know, and soapboxes, we've got a voter ID. And now Rasmussen comes out with a poll. And by the way, voter ID laws are given in almost every country in the world. You can't vote without ID. Because without voter ID, people cheat. 75% of American voters support voter ID laws. And Democrats don't want it. Full or partial Democrat countries that require ID to register to vote. Here's the list. And it's basically every country in the world. Everybody requires ID to vote, including, like, our best friends, United Kingdom, Germany, Australia, Ireland. Chris, Ireland requires voter ID. They all require voter. Japan, aren't these our friends? Aren't these our equals? India? You got to have voter ID, but not in America. Not in America. It's so bizarre. Democrats are plotting to remove this requirement, you know, in their new bill. They want to remove it completely. The U.S. Senate considers legislation that would revamp America's election laws. Voters still overwhelmingly support laws requiring that voters show ID before casting a ballot. New Rasmussen poll finds 75% of likely U.S. voters believe voters should be required to show photo ID before being allowed to vote. Only 21% opposed. Told you. And then here's one more you should hear. 73% of voters concerned about Biden's migrants bringing COVID into the country. So let's see, 73 means 27% are not concerned with migrants bringing COVID into the country. How dumb do you have to be to not be concerned about letting migrants into the country with COVID? That 27% is dumber than a doorknob. That 27% is the stupidest 27% in the history of the world that should be outlawed from voting. That 27% should have their rights to vote taken away because they're so stupid. That 27% should be forced at gunpoint to sit in a room with people with COVID from Mexico and Central America and see how much you like breathing in the air. How stupid can you be? Over 100,000 illegal immigrants flooded the U.S. border in February. 13,000 alien children now held in migrant camps. Hundreds of migrants have tested positive for COVID. I've seen the latest number. 1 out of 10. So that means out of 117,000, 11,000 came, 12,000 or so came into America with COVID probably. Regarding the growing number of migrants at the U.S. border with Mexico, how concerned are you about the government's ability to handle them while meeting COVID protocols? So out of 1,000 national likely voters, 61% were Democrats. 61% of Democrats are concerned about COVID from illegal immigrants. And 86% of Republicans and 74% of independents. All voters, 73%. And don't forget, Arizona hospitals are seeing a surge in COVID, and the workers there are saying almost every single one of them is an illegal alien. So let's break down those numbers again. 73% of all Americans have a brain. 27% should be in the same mental ward as Joe Biden without a brain. 27% could not care less about COVID coming across the border with illegals. And 86% of Republicans are concerned. So that means 14% of Republicans are brainless. And 74% of independents. But here's the number. 61% of Democrats are concerned about COVID from illegals. 61%. So that means that 39%, fully, almost 40% of all Democrats couldn't care less that an old feeble man with dementia has opened up the borders in the middle of a COVID pandemic and is letting people in who have COVID. I don't know what else to say. I don't need to say a thing, right? Sometimes you don't need to say a word. Just let that sink in for a minute. How about this one? Democrats block Republican bill that would require illegal immigrants to be tested for COVID. They actually blocked the bill. What Democrats are saying, all the people coming in don't have to be tested for COVID. Doesn't Biden talk all day long? Old man Biden in a mask, scared to death of COVID all day long. COVID, COVID, COVID. Lock down the world. COVID. He doesn't. None of the Democrats want you to test illegals coming across the border for COVID. Smoke on that one for the rest of the day.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It's even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.